Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have a guest. Hi, Abby. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Welcome.
And Colleen.
You can't pronounce her name, but
no,
she's
I know.
Here.
I got it. I said it five times already.
No, okay, no, because, not okay. Correctly, yeah. Apparently.
He's just got sloppy handwriting.
This is fun, Abby. Abby was here many years ago. She's been in New York. She's been in Montreal. She's been all over.
Are you from here, Abby?
Not originally, but my dad's side of family is from here.
Okay,
so I was brainwashed to be a Husker and ended up in
Nebraska. Okay. Well, we don't care about that.
So you've hung here.
Huh?
You've hung here from time to time.
Yes, yes. I lived in Omaha for a year and a half or so.
Okay, no, well, welcome back.
It's about
thank
back.
You.
Oh, sorry, Colin.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a real home.
Okay. Do you know Reno?
I've met him before. Yeah, I met him a few years ago when I was here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know why you're with Reno for sure.
Yeah, sometimes you know a bunch of our comedy friends.
Augie gave you the okie dokie, man.
Yeah.
He's one of our favorite. He's one of our old friends, too. So if he gave you the okie dokie.
And she's good buds with Pete Lee.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love Pete.
No, that doesn't mean as much.
No, it's true.
I noticed your Facebook friends with Craig Peters. She's a friend of ours.
Yeah, I love Craig Peters.
Oh, God. You do know all of our friends.
Yeah, I've been
friends,
around,
man.
Yeah.
She's been
so
around.
You'll fit right in.
She's young,
I picked
him
up from the airport.
Yeah, these guys are all freaks we just mentioned.
And Tom Dustin, she was talking about Tom.
Oh, Yay Sports.
I know, I was excited to hear the Yay Sports, but...
I'll bring it in for you. That's funny, I forgot, today is the day I eliminated it from the computer, but I would bring it back. It was an accident because Tom said that on a show a while back, and it's our comedy.
And it's really catching on
all
across the country.
Does he know we do this? I think we told him that. Somebody told him
he
that.
He does. I just emailed.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming back soon, so
he is?
He'll recreate it live.
Yeah. Here it is, Tom Dustin. Yeah, I forgot. I didn't know how to spell yay. Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yay Sports. It just makes me laugh. That's
well, welcome
so
to
him.
The show, Abby. We just turned the mics on and have fun here. So feel free to comment and hang out with us.
Sounds good.
Colleen, how you doing? Hey, Colleen.
I'm great.
It's long, but it doesn't feel long. Got a hit on the Deadpool.
Really? I didn't hear that that happened.
Right. So you've inspired a name.
Yes, you have.
It's my claim to fame. I'm so proud.
Just one of them. Right, just one. You
I thought there was
number.
Another one that's in there that mentioned Colleen.
You have
Colleen
a number
something
of claims to fame.
I'm sure it's quite tacky, whatever it is.
That's something you said, probably.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Represent.
Jennifer Lawrence is responding to criticism over the dress that she wore at an event promoting a new movie in London.
It? What was the story?
People online said Lawrence was forced to wear a dress with a plunging neckline outside in the freezing cold while her male co-stars got to pose in warm jackets.
Where's
she
scarf?
Said,
what did she say?
She said, no, that's not true. She didn't want to cover up the Versace dress with a damn coat.
No.
Plus, she's hot.
It's a nice-looking dress.
I want to see her in a dress.
And she looked kind of hot in that dress.
Well, that's a stupid story.
Yeah,
not
really
you.
Is.
I'm just a stupid
That's a big deal.
I know. I'm not talking about you. I'm
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They're saying,
it's like Me Too. You came and show off your God-given whatever.
She said,
your boobs.
Yes. People were griping, saying, "Well, the guy's got to wear a coat. Why didn't she?"
Yeah, because guys don't have boobs.
She says, "I didn't want to.
Right,
leave me alone."
Guys weren't wearing a nice Versace dress.
No.
So they tried to make a gender issue out of this,
and it was a nice dress.
Was it?
Oh yeah.
Post it up.
Oh yeah.
Post it up. You passengers yet?
No.
I'm telling you, man, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Is that the one where they're in outer space?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're supposed to sleep for like 120 years.
And they wake up early. I'm not going to give it up. It's a great movie.
Huh. Yeah, I just saw the end.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see the beginning.
Todd goes right for the spoiler alert. Done.
It's crazy how movies are better if you watch the whole
thing.
I
can't watch a movie. I can't watch a movie 10 minutes in. If I come across
I'd rather not.
I just hate it. I hate that. If I don't see any kind of setup, I'm screwed, man. Can you watch a movie 10 minutes in?
No. And I can't even, it's hard to keep up with a movie if you stop paying attention for like 2 minutes.
Oh, you're right.
Like partially the way through. It's like,
well, I
don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, I do that. If I'm watching a movie at home, I got to rewind.
Yeah.
What I lost. I just thought of something else during the whole dialogue.
If I'm just grazing and I'll see something.
Something I've already seen I can stop on.
A half an hour left in the movie. Right. I know, you know, I'm probably never going to find the beginning of this. So
you like but you do watch the endings. I can't do why I can't watch the ends.
I can't watch the end of the movie.
All right. That's stupid.
I don't watch movies where I'll lose it if I miss it, if I kind of wander off for 2 minutes.
Yeah, you just don't watch them?
So
you
don't watch them. Yeah. Well, I don't watch them, and I don't watch the movies that are that good.
Oh, okay.
Where what,
you do like the 5 for 20 movies.
You wandered off for 2 minutes, now you've lost the complete plot of the whole thing. You're watching the wrong movie.
Have you seen The Snowman?
It doesn't have
a plot. No, it's terrible, but it's so bad that it's funny.
Oh, I heard it voted one of the best worst movies of the year, right?
Oh, it's so bad, but it's fun to watch.
But he buries the dead people in snowmen, right?
Honestly, that's one where I couldn't pay attention. But you didn't have to because there was no storyline anyway. I heard they didn't have enough budget, so they didn't even have the whole script or something.
Oh, really? Is that the story behind it? Okay.
There's some weird thing.
Because they're showing
it.
It's on demand all the time right now.
I highly recommend it for how bad it is.
For how bad it is.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
Are there real actors in it?
Wow, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, Fassbender was in it.
J.K. Simmons, Val Kilmer.
They advertised the crap out of it when it came out in the theaters.
It's just so bad.
It's so bad. Excellent.
So those three took a paycheck.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought J.K. Simmons made good choices, but. Apparently not.
It's not only your fault.
He needs a new pool every now and again.
It's not your fault, man. It's not your fault the movie's bad just because you're in it.
Come on. Some of those movies, they look at the script and go, ooh, boy. They're offering me a big check.
Yeah, but you would say that about a lot of horror movies that all of a sudden make $1 zillion. You would say, how can that make it? We don't know.
Yeah,
and it did, you know. Who knows what the horror community likes?
Well, the horror community. But we're not part of that.
I know that. I'm just saying, though. But the movies you wouldn't think are huge end up being huge. And so why wouldn't The Snowman be huge? You know, Killer. The previews look pretty freaky.
They're making a fourth Purge movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Oh, yeah.
Abby?
I love scary movies.
Okay. See, that's not my favorite genre.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on them.
I get scared.
Yeah.
we started watching Chucky because at my mom's house, we didn't really have any rules or whatever. So, we were watching Chucky at 7. My stepdad would scratch on the walls because we had adjacent rooms. They were in the corner. My brother was on one and I was on the other. And my stepdad would scratch the walls at night to mess with us after a scary movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I grew up. It's I'm also now, as a result, terrified constantly. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. It messed me up. Might be. I said muck.
That's an F-bomb. You dropped the F-bomb. Okay,
she's comfy.
Yeah, she is.
That's good.
You're welcome, but don't do it again.
I
bleeped it. Don't worry about it. But it takes a while to build up.
You get a little bonus if you're listening in the stream. Because I don't think the delay works in the stream. Yeah. So if you're
welcome, folks.
It messed you up.
Right.
It messed you up.
It did.
Obviously.
She's passionate about
you
it.
Are.
I am.
You sleep with a nightlight?
I do. I can't sleep with...
What are you, your mid-20s?
Yeah. I get it. I understand.
No, believe me. I understand that. My son sleeps with a nightlight, but he's also 13.
What sort of nightlight? Does it have a cute little design to
it? It just depends. Sometimes I'll sleep with the full light on.
Oh, you will?
It just...
You'll wake up in the middle of the night, don't turn it off because it's too light.
Sometimes I do. Yeah. I'll wake up at 4 and I'll go turn it off and then...
Because we know the lights stop monsters. They always have.
I know. I want to see my attacker, you know?
Yes, you do. Do you live by yourself?
No, I have roommates, thankfully.
Okay, good. L.A. or New York? Where you
New
live?
York.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're safe.
And you always bring a nightlight.
I love that you're really, really afraid of everything and you live in New York City. I mean, I love New York City, don't get me wrong.
See, that's what's crazy. It's I'm more scared of I don't know. I'm not. Corn. I don't believe in ghosts or anything.
Yeah,
but I'm more scared. Oh, I can't say that either.
Nah.
Oh no. Okay, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I got it again. F bomb and an S bomb. Potty mouth. Abby. By the way, we can handle that.
She's comfy.
Abby's used to doing podcasts.
Yeah, I am.
That must be it. That must be it.
Yeah.
That must be it. Exactly.
Yeah. We should do a podcast with her. Just an extra segment.
Have her swear a lot.
Yeah, just hear how I really sound.
Yeah, well, we already do.
Talk normally.
This is hilarious, though. I hate being like the old school barn here. I don't swear as soon as the mic's. I swear we all swear so hardcore in our real lives. I mean, off the air, I should say.
Do you have a podcast?
I don't.
Every comedian, you should have one.
I know, I was just talking to my friend about starting one. We'll see.
You should. Yeah, it could be
cool. Some people make such good money off those things.
Some
it's
of
crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Two or three good ones,
You could call yours the Nightlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could.
Or it effed me up. Say that one.
Yeah. Did you bring your nightlight
with
you?
Stop scaring her, Craig, so she doesn't swear anymore.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have a traveling nightlight. I.
Oh, you really should.
I work with what I got, you know.
You just leave the overhead lights on.
Yeah.
Or you just leave the TV on or something?
Yeah. I used to fall asleep to TV, but not
as much anymore. Your stepdad scratching the walls and you're seven.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's hardcore.
He would tell us that Chucky was in the vents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your stepdad still with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't make...
Is he cool or just diabolical?
He's he's Italian.
Yeah.
I don't know. That should explain it.
Do they live here?
No, they're back in San Antonio.
Okay, got it.
Right. Yeah. He's funny, but he's a lot.
But... He's funny and kind of a dickish.
Oh, I mean, he's very annoying, but he's... Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure my
he's still there.
He scarred you for life, but that's okay. Right?
My stepkids would probably say the same about me.
You're funny but annoying.
I'm funny but annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, or just annoying.
Yeah, probably that.
You scratch the walls on them?
I don't.
It would scare you.
Well, how old were you? Or how old were they when you came in?
Oh, they were pretty young.
Yeah,
they were pretty young.
Yeah, actually. I want to say four.
Oh,
five.
that's where mine came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were four. They were 4 and 5, weren't they?
They were.
He had his own, too, though. He had a bunch of his own. So.
Oh, gotcha.
He scared about 6 of them.
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah, a bunch. Well, 7.
I raised a crop of
my own. Only scared 6 of them.
He raised most of his own.
Todd raised most of his own kids.
Hey, 80%. That's a good percentage.
6 out of 7?
No, out of his own. Not counting the fake kids.
Oh, okay, got it.
4 out of 5
it's
of his
80%
own.
Of the real kids
he
raised.
Yeah, 80% of his real kids
it's another
he raised.
Story that we're not going to talk
One
about.
Got away from me.
You can't get them all.
No.
You know?
I wonder what he thinks of you. We don't care.
I can give you an idea.
Not funny and a dick, right?
Yeah, probably. All right, perhaps something like that.
All right, somebody say Abby's last name.
Rosenquist.
That's right. You got it
I
right.
I can't even do it, so you guys got
Abby
it.
Abby Rosenquist, potty mouth Abby. I hope you swear on stage. Don't you swear on stage?
Not a ton.
Really? So really?
Yeah.
That's even better. You're clean, I should say, a clean comic. But you don't swear much on stage.
No. Yeah.
But you swear on this show.
In conversation.
And in conversation.
I don't notice it. Yeah.
That's great.